Please be advised. If you are afraid of zombies, duck-sized horses, and ketchup smoothies, this podcast isn't for you. Listener discretion is advised.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
What's he do? Just say bass.
Or freeze.
What a tip.
Hey everyone, it's Momo. So I've finally been able to dust off the old hard drive and start editing some of the recordings we've had in the past. So you may notice today that some of the time is going to be off from when we posted it. Not to worry, we're quickly catching up. Oh, and we have a special treat for you today. When you hear this sound, you have now had the privilege of hearing a noodle moment. So let's get ready for the free-for-all. Grab your milk of magnesia, Pepto-Bismol, Gaviscon, or anything that's going to get your stomach through the next episode. Ready? Well, let's get started.
Hello, Clarice. So, I figured the only way I was going to stop these folks from laughing... while I gave the 3-second rules, they were waiting for bated breath for me to do my Silence of the Lambs impression. So I think that went exceedingly well, personally.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I didn't like it.
Was it
because
was it wasn't done well, or was it...
Yeah. I guess you haven't seen the movie.
Okay.
I haven't.
You don't want to watch that movie.
No, I'm saying I know Mom hasn't showed us that.
Oh, that's good.
Do you guys want to know what I'm doing this Thursday?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry for the random. I really wanted to say it. It just popped into my brain.
Squirrel.
I claimed a pitch to write a review of the Horror Movie Film Festival for my student newspaper. Mm-hmm. So I grabbed a bunch of friends. I was like, who wants to go? They were like, sure. And I emailed the organizer who I'm supposed to be interviewing. And I was like, I don't know how to say this. And he was like, just let me know how many seats you need. And I didn't want to be like, give me 5 free tickets.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, if you could just reserve 5 seats, we'll take care of the tickets. That'd be really great. He's like, yeah, I reserved them. You don't have to do anything else. So we're all going for free. It's kind of crazy.
Good grief.
I know. Usually they only comp the ticket for the author, but it's me and all my friends. So we're going to go. It's going to be great. Okay. So, cover all these horror movies.
So welcome back to Nothing, Nowhere, in No Particular Time.
Did I prove the point of why we call it
so
that?
So once again, the theme of the show is holding strong. And as usual, I have Noodle, Maria, and our producer NJ with me. Ola this time. That's great.
We're multicultural. I don't know what you're worried about over here.
So we jumped right into some new business, which is not going to be our topic for today. But I'm very curious, Maria, as to what movies are being reviewed.
Oh, yes. We need to know.
Because you know in the next podcast.
Well, do you want to know their indie... movies.
Perfect.
So they're not scary. It's not a mainstream
Perfect.
Horror movie film
those,
festival.
Those
it's
are,
like the film festival.
As long as it's not sending some message of society.
Oh my
part
god.
Of
anyway,
it.
The point is it's like indie. Such a boomer.
You know, at my age, the mind starts playing tricks.
There's an indie horror movie film
we need
festival.
This is starting off so well this week.
It's an indie horror movie film
festival. And we were worried
festival.
We didn't have topics to talk about.
Honestly.
Honestly.
So I wrote the pitch. She sent the email. Wrote the pitch. Hey, can I have this this article? I'd like to write about this. She was like, yeah, for sure. I remember the last article you wrote. It was awesome. You can have this one for sure.
Nice.
Ooh,
yeah. So it's pretty
writing.
Cool. Thank
yeah,
you.
Your
thank you. So I'm
nice,
pretty excited.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
What say you and I give it another shot?
I have the death cold.
No, you don't.
Whatever is going on right now in my throat is going to take me out. Not to be dramatic or anything.
Sorry about that.
But nobody in the history of the world has experienced pain like this.
Momo?
Yeah?
Are you frightened?
About what?
My throat hurts so bad.
What am I frightened about?
Guys,
over
please.
Here. This Chicky Mickey having a deathly... horrible pain in her.
Well, I keep saying I'm waiting for the zombie apocalypse to really happen. So
really happen? What do you mean really
Why?
Happen?
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen it like
there
half
is a,
happen
there is
before?
A large,
like, I don't get it.
there's a, you know, on the motif
of, like, you know what, it's happened before, but it wasn't convincing.
No,
I'm scared of him now.
On the motif of horror movies, since you're going to go see this.
Okay, motif. Okay, $5 word.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. It's a toilet paper. Word of the day, toilet paper.
Oh, hey, Guardian of the Galaxy 2.
Anyway.
Hell yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Back to topic.
Nope.
Okay. So there is a portion of the population who believes at some point the zombie apocalypse will actually occur by some stupid idiot's mistake.
Call a truce for 1 second. And
we're not
think,
fighting.
And
just
think,
because I think that he's wrong completely is not meaningful.
I just want to pay homage to the great scientific community who understands that there is no such thing as zombies. Thank you.
I think she's part one of them. I think she's one of them that doesn't believe in zombies.
This propaganda moment was brought to you by the scientific community.
Literally.
We of the scientific community only do good for humanity and never make mistakes.
Welcome to the Chronicles of the Scientific Community.
You've probably heard the saying, there is no such thing as perfect science. Well, here are three examples where science created something unintended. Let's start with a group of scientists. While studying the anesthetic effects of chloroform in the 19th century, James Simpson and his assistants repeatedly tried to inhale the substance to test its properties. Each time, they succeeded in rendering themselves unconscious before they could conduct proper experiments. There is also the common belief that toilets flush clockwise in the northern hemisphere and counterclockwise in the southern hemisphere due to the Coriolis effect. In reality, the direction of the swirl is determined by the toilet's design and the placement of the water jets, not the Earth's rotation, which is far too weak to influence a toilet bowl. Lastly, in 1945, Percy Spencer, a self-taught engineer working on radar technology, put a chocolate bar into his pocket while testing a new magnetron vacuum tube. He was surprised to find the chocolate had melted entirely. Spencer's accidental discovery led him to experiment with other foods, which eventually led to the invention of the microwave oven. So, I guess there is no way they could accidentally create a zombie, huh?
Welcome to the Chronicles of the Scientific Community.
Okay, so there's a few different definitions of zombies. Which one do you guys want? One, two, or three?
Give us all three.
In which order?
In that order.
Really?
Most popular to least popular.
Dang it, because I have a really funny one. Okay, so the first one, a corpse said to be revived by witchcraft, especially in certain African and Caribbean religions. This is from Oxford Languages, Google, first search that you make, right?
Okay.
Boo, boring.
Next.
A frightening creature, a dead person who has been brought back to life, but without human qualities. So that's kind of like where I'm taking it. Mm-hmm. Now we have two more. Okay.
Right.
Legal definition and fun definition.
Okay.
Legal definition. A company that is insolvent, but continues to operate.
What?
Right? Isn't that crazy?
They took the term from horror flicks and subject matter like
when did that definition become a definition of an insolvent company?
It's a Black's Law Dictionary.
Really?
Wait, Black's? Aww. I feel like that's super old, isn't it? Am I wrong? Second edition, the Law Dictionary. Yeah. A company that is insolvent but continues to operate. Done before restructuring or a bailout occur. Yeah.
Huh. What year was that published?
Let us find out. It's looking like copyright 2025.
So I'm right. Huh. In 2025, zombies now exist. Told you.
Well, actually, you may be a little more right.
A little more
right.
Are
you ready for my third definition?
Go for your third definition.
Dr. Google at work.
A tall mixed drink consisting of several kinds of rum.
That was literally my drink of choice,
guys,
as a young youth.
You know what we should do? It's called a zombie.
Zombie?
You know what we should do?
Stop that now.
Next time we record,
the recipe?
Next time we record, we should make some zombies, sit down, have a few, and then record on the air. And
I can tell you, after four zombies, I felt like a zombie.
Oh, hell yeah.
What is the recipe?
Rum, liquor, and fruit juice.
Yeah.
We'll find a more consistent one. But it's,
yeah, no, the fruit juice has to be specific.
Well, so it's rum, liqueur, and it's not liquor.
So it's like a zombie would had orange juice and some other type of juice. So we have to find a better recipe.
We should figure it out, yeah.
So there's two specific...
I do have a cocktail shaker, you know that.
We do.
We don't need a cocktail shaker for that.
No, this seems not as classy as that. It's kind of just like a stir.
It's a stir.
Kind of like a Shirley Temple.
So there was three major drinks when I did drink.
Sorry, Shirley.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
There's three drinks when I did drink that were my primes.
Okay.
Rum and Coke.
Okay.
Okay. Zombie.
Right.
Which is rum again.
And Planter's Punch.
Ooh.
What's a Planter's Punch?
Okay, I guess we have a list. So it was made,
I can't remember what the recipe is. I don't know if it was rum or vodka in it. But it had a melon liqueur.
Ooh.
It literally looked like...
It just sounds a little nauseating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody drank a lot.
It was as sweet as a daiquiri,
mm-hmm.
but far more powerful than a daiquiri.
I got really into the...
Planter's Punch.
I got really into the daiquiri when we went on holiday, we went to Cuba. But I have to say, nothing beats like a really, really dirty martini. Like a disgusting, ugly, dirty, like they spilled it on the floor and mopped it up and then like...
Oh! Ew! What the fuck?
You know, drained it into the glass.
Your definition of fun is different than mine.
Like, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I forgot my fourth Long Island iced tea.
My best friend loves
You're what?
Yeah.
My best friend.
Since when do you have one of those?
Since a little while ago.
That's not nice.
Why is that not nice?
Since when do you have a best friend? And you're like, what, you're in your 20s?
MJ takes the concept of a best friend very seriously.
I see.
Yeah. There's like a whole caveat. Like,
you can only have one best friend.
Is there a caveat?
You can pronounce like a potato tomato thing. You know what I mean? Same diff. But my best friend, she loves a Long Island iced tea. And whenever we, like, I had one the other day and I was like, oh my God, this is dangerous.
Yes.
We went out together. We caught up. We went to this like little restaurant downtown and I like had one. And I was like, this just tastes like iced tea. Like this just tastes, this is bad. Like you have a few too many of those. You're probably on the floor. You know what I mean?
1 ounce gomme syrup.
What are you describing?
1 ounce lemon juice.
What are you describing?
Half ounce gin.
What is
half
this?
Ounce take her away from her. This half ounce triple sec.
This is Long Island iced tea. Yeah, and that's the thing is it's like.
But wait, there's more.
Oh lordy.
The real Long Island.
Buckle in, y'all. Become a bartender.
We've become a cocktail podcast. Yep.
No, I don't want to do that.
Why not? You apparently like to drink growing up.
Me personally, I wouldn't take this level of disrespect.
I was going to tell you about one more drink, but I really don't want to list the ingredients anymore.
No, tell me the drink.
Oh, which drink?
Yeah.
So the one that...
Wait. First, Mom, you have to pinky promise not to look up the ingredients.
Yeah, pinky promise.
Okay.
Or at least don't list off the ingredients. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, there's one drink that I will never, ever, ever drink again, regardless of the event.
Right.
Dr. Pepper.
What?
What?
There is a drink...
Wait, up until super recently, you were such a... You had a can every time we recorded.
Correct. That is the commercial brand of Dr. Pepper.
Oh, good lord.
There is an alcoholic drink that is mixed to taste like Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
Okay.
What do you mix?
I thought we were going to cover
the
ingredients.
Well, now I want to know.
It up, but I will never, ever. That, what? For them, sent me to the hospital.
What?
What?
Ooh, tea.
Literally. Knocked out unconscious.
Good God.
Back of the ambulance. They gave me that big sombrero at the hospital for me to just chuck up all everything I had that evening. Never going to touch those things. So Dr. Peppers.
Wait, I have a question. We might have committed a cardinal sin today. We skipped the old business.
I tried. I'm sorry. I'm not taking blame for that. Okay. I tried.
Oh, I didn't put any blame on you.
Okay.
Look at this immediate self-defense and there was no attack. I'm going to cry.
Why?
Nobody cares about what I have to say. I'm like consistently the loudest person on this podcast.
What do you have to say?
We skipped the old business.
Now we can get to the old business. No more interruptions.
Now that we've covered the new business, we can get to the old business.
Because you guys, we're talking about. Let's jump into the new topic. Okay, I'm happy. Are we done with the new topics? So we covered booze. We covered zombies. We covered genetics. Are we happy with that?
Guys, I promise we're a family-friendly podcast. I promise.
And we're all of age.
Okay. So we want to move, now that we've actually gone to topic first, we want to move into the old business.
Okay.
Yep.
What's our old business?
What are we tabling?
The Superman trailer. Okay. They're still, that's still old business technically, right? Because so the new, we talked about it.
The new trailer has come out for Superman and the voting is
Too much.
Too much.
Genuinely, like, impossible to follow. I have no idea who the bad guy is. I have no idea what the plot is. I don't have a problem with the Superman or the Lois, what's her name?
Lois Lane.
I don't have a problem with those people, but I just could not follow what was the storyline.
Yeah, I am concerned that there are going to be too many things thrown in and that nothing is going to be just
yeah, like, it seems like every single level of Fireboy and Water Girl is in that trailer.
And it looks like it's politically correctly incorrect. It looks like politically correctly incorrect, and
I don't understand.
Like, so I
agree with too many superheroes and characters. Sorry, go ahead.
No, there's
super dog.
That's so cute. No, but that actually it's in the comics. Yeah,
it's in the comics. So it's actually they're making an attempt to actually be closer to the comics, right?
But jam packed.
Yeah, but you know what? My issue is the fact of with that little clip where he goes, "Let's talk about Superman," when he's being interviewed by Lois Lane.
I like that intro, kind of.
Oh, come on. He's like, he goes, no, you can interview me like Superman. So Superman, yes.
Bruh.
Like, let's hope it's not like that in the movie. Come on.
It is pretty bad.
That
I think it's bad.
It was. Like again, I go back to Christopher.
That too. He changes his lane. So he changes his voice. So no,
seriously, you can talk about me as Superman. Are you sure I can talk to you as Superman? Yeah, absolutely. So Superman, yes.
Yes, Miss Lane.
Yes, Miss Lane. And I'm sitting there going, I go, like, Christopher Reeves was like, it was the same tone, but he was a little bit more nasally and geeky speaking.
As a geek.
But this guy is just like, you know, you went through two octaves. Like, come on. Seriously. Anyway, as I said before, we will still go see it. Right. But we don't have high hopes that it's going to be something decent. Right. So
who's we?
I thought all of us were going to go see it.
I want to go see it.
$300 experience.
It's not like we didn't do that for Minions over there.
Yeah, we did that too.
We did that for Despicable Me 4.
It was like $200.
Oh, yeah, that was a bad movie. Yeah. I did not like
that. Yeah, we're not talking about that. But I don't remember
that plot.
It didn't have
it
didn't have like the quality that the other ones did. Really, it felt so rushed.
It seemed like
boring.
What? I don't remember the plot of it.
Yeah.
Like everything was being thrown at you.
He went back to his middle school or something.
But then.
Correct. That was part of it. Yeah, he went to hiding. Because the cockroach guy was after him.
The hiding? He went into hiding?
I'm so confused.
Oh, he... Witness protection. Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he meets that creepy girl who lives in the tree, neighbor,
yes,
right? Becomes
yes,
a bad... She's aspiring to be a spy.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Yeah,
friends at the end. The other alternative is we wait till you can stream it on Prime, really.
I guess the last time we went to the movies was...
Minion.
Last year?
It was literally... It was the four. It was Despicable Me 4.
It's expensive.
I have to be honest.
I think so.
Due to certain recent world events, I have no clue if that's good or bad.
I think the immersion of cost effective projectors.
The emergence.
Thank you. What did I say?
Immersion.
He emergence.
Likes to cook.
That's emulsion.
Wow, we're learning a lot about emotion. Okay. So
having said that, projectors are becoming far more affordable at a very high definition and large screen. But that being said, is with the fact that you can blow these screens up pretty large now, people have some half-decent stereo systems. I got to say, going to the theater doesn't make a lot of sense, especially when you're betting on stuff like Superman being crap.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? We have a winner!
2,000 years later.
Are we done with the old business then?
I think so.
Okay,
I
have some new business.
And I'm sorry, you picked your topic at the beginning with the new business. No new
Wait
business.
Wait a minute.
Thing.
What?
But tell us what you had in mind.
I wanted to have an idea. Spill the tea.
I gathered some topics for us to discuss.
Okay.
Because we were worried when we started recording this episode.
Let's not forget.
Go ahead. We haven't seen each other in so long. We were worried we were going to have anything to talk about. So I looked up some topics to talk about.
It's now time for Off the Cuff, where we ask questions and answers that have no meaning to anyone, anywhere. Wait a minute, isn't that the whole show already?
What would you like to talk
about? Okay, Billy Beans.
I have an answer for this, but you're allowed to take a second and think about it.
I have an answer for this.
Give me the weirdest compliment you've ever gotten. Okay. What is the weirdest compliment you've ever gotten?
I don't know.
And listeners, if at any point you feel like you have a weirder one, please send it in. I'm curious
Ooh,
to
yes.
know.
Yes.
I have one.
All right, let's hear it. This is mine.
You are yes. so...
How is that a weird compliment?
That's... That is a very weird...
Okay, so here's
I like I understand.
You're giving away your career.
Oy.
Delete.
Restart.
I don't have any.
You know what you should do? You should cut out everything I'm saying at this point. Yeah. And then you'll say you gave away your career. And she goes, I don't have any compliments. You should just bleep all the words.
Nobody
out.
Ever yeah. gives me any compliments.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And now you should play the violins.
Yeah. It's so sad.
But I think your mom doesn't give you any compliments.
It's not about the compliment.
Here's
you want me to give MJ a weird compliment? No problem.
No. I didn't say that.
Momo that's what I'm focusing on.
No, I'm just shocked that you
gives MJ
give...
compliments. Let's not start antagonizing each other.
Yeah, well, that's
I
my
didn't
point.
Do anything.
Peace and love in the world. You did, you instigator. Y'all want to hear my answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm standing outside of one of my school buildings with all my friends, and somebody says something hilarious, and I just start laughing. And I'm laughing. And my friend's standing there looking at me and while I'm laughing, and he just kind of looks at me. He's like, don't take this the wrong way, but when you laugh, you know what I mean? You laugh like a single mother who has a lot of kids and works really hard and doesn't get to laugh a lot.
Huh? I know we're not having a competition, but mine doesn't even compare to that one.
Is that the weirdest thing
I think
you
win.
Ever heard?
I have never heard that.
I can't even make like heads or tails of that.
What the hell is that?
How do you pull that out of
the Is this person close to you?
And I looked at him and I just cracked up. I just started laughing. I was like, what the hell?
What is that?
I'm like, is that a compliment? He's like, no, it's a compliment. I'm like, where? Where's the compliment? Like,
a single mother with four kids who doesn't get to laugh a lot.
And she works really hard and you don't get to laugh a lot. Wow. Like, oh, what?
That's you really have to know the situation to pull that one out
I
of your
like,
arsenal.
How many times Oof. Have you heard me? We're not even that close. I'm like, how many times have you heard me laugh? How hard do you think about this? Yeah. How often? Like,
that wins the Kinder Award for this week.
I think so. Right?
Yeah, that's yeah. Why?
Because I had one that was pretty good. It doesn't compare to that
All right,
one.
Let's hear yours.
Tell, yeah.
Okay, you want to hear mine?
As long as we all know that mine won that. Because that was whack.
Okay, so... So I had a person say to me once, I respect you so much because how you don't get up in the morning and put a gun to your head.
Oh my God.
I have no idea how you can do it.
What was the context of this?
Yeah,
so ultimately, I
mine is weird regardless of context.
Yours,
right? I don't
even
understand.
I thought it was a compliment.
He said he respected me so much because
if he were you, he would kill himself.
That's
what?
Pretty
so
much it.
Issues.
He was saying, if I had to, he goes, how you get up every morning and not put a gun to your head? And I'm sitting there going,
what?
Thanks.
What's the messaging here, bud?
So, well,
you're
clearly,
telling me to end it all? Like, what were you doing through?
Well, clearly it was that there was a few things going on at the time, right? So this was, I think, back in my early 30s.
Back
now, you
in
have
my
to,
day.
Like 45 years ago. Right?
Oh, back dear, in my day.
Sorry.
Dear God.
I just will never miss an opportunity.
Is that a weird compliment? Is that a weird one?
No.
Okay.
That was not meant to
not
be
a compliment.
Okay.
Not a compliment.
My bad. But I do want to know the context of this.
Well, the context was this was my early 30s. And there was a whole bunch of stuff going on in my life, right? I was going through some family things, some personal things, work-related things. And, you know, as most of my friends can attest to, it wasn't an easy time, right?
Yeah.
But I will always say the reason why I was able to go through that was because of family and friends where they were being very supportive, right? So it wasn't the best of times. I don't want to disclose all this stuff on the air, but when you know when this guy's listening to what's going on, he goes, I admire you. Like, you are just picking yourself and dusting yourself off. How you don't get up in the morning and just put a gun to your head? And I'm sitting there going, thanks.
That is such a backhanded, like, weird thing to say.
I know. I think compliment. He actually didn't respect me, but I think he just really didn't have
it's just a weird way to say it.
A weird way to say it.
That's a weird way of expressing the sentiment. You're so strong. That's a lot to be going through. I respect how you're handling it.
Right. So, that was some shit, my friend. As far as weirds, mine's more of a concern for that individual.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But yours wins the weird. Unless
Noodle has one.
Do you have a weird compliment?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because you get normal compliments.
I don't get any compliments outside
of here.
You're
so sweet.
Of course you do.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't.
You
Everybody
did so great.
Yeah, I remember when your class had that like thing where you all wrote like a sticky note about a person and you said something nice about a person and you came back with like 20 sticky notes. Yeah.
She still has
that
sticky
notes. That was like a class of 5 people.
Well, so I remember seeing a bunch of sticky notes.
Okay, but what we're saying is you can't say you're not getting compliments.
And it was
a wall.
It was a wall of people being you're so kind. You radiate light and generosity and
if you're
nice
not
stuff.
Getting weird compliments, it's because you're too sweet to get weird compliments. Okay.
Next question.
Yeah.
My next question.
Yeah. Mm. Next question.
Next question.
What is the most woo?
Hello.
The moissanite. What is the most? It's a lab grown diamond. Moissanite? No.
Okay. Oh,
what
is
the what is the most pointless skill that you're proud of?
Oh.
Bracelet making, maybe? Or fencing? I don't know.
I have to say, you make a pretty fantastic bracelet, but I don't think that's useless.
I don't think it's useless
I use
or
them.
Pointless.
Yeah, we use them.
I don't have one.
Bracelet or useless?
Made by Noodle.
I don't have one either.
You don't have a useless skill?
Bracelet. We don't have bracelets.
Oh, bracelet. Oh, okay. Well, Noodle, you need to get on that.
Well, give me your favorite colors and how thick or thin you want it to be.
Wear whatever you make.
You should make the matching bracelets.
Oh.
Oh my God, that is the exact same.
You suck.
Pitch, tone, cadence, length, duration, intonation, beautiful.
Oh, I can give you silence.
Like
just as if we're related.
Snaps for the ladies. Yeah.
Snaps for the ladies.
Okay. MJ, pointless skill? Any?
I think you're just perfect. I don't think you have any pointless
skills. Now you definitely can't say you don't get compliments.
Skip Momo. Do you have a pointless skill that you're really proud of?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling socks.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You know what? I have to say, on the things I've heard about Momo on this podcast, that's one that I'm not really surprised by. You're a very like OCD, like very needs everything to be an exact way. Yeah.
Oh my God. I need to see that.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Rolling socks. Again, though, I feel like that has its time and place. It's not necessarily a pointless skill.
Yeah.
Like if you look at my sock drawer, they're rolled perfectly and they're descendant color in rows.
Oh my God.
Stop it. Get some help.
I do a really, I found out recently because this has come up as a needed skill in my desired extracurricular.
Mm-hmm.
I can like pick up an accent pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like I figured out that I could do the Jersey, the Southern and the Russian accent.
Give us
like
an example.
In a pretty quick.
No.
Like an example of which one?
All of them.
Oh, I love your Jersey.
Well, I gotta tell you, the most pointless skill I've got that I'm pretty proud of. I can do a mean explanation of how a pin setter machine works in a Jersey accent. That's my pointless skill.
And I didn't even want an award for that.
Even the face is on point.
You won an award.
I did, yeah. Okay, lightning round.
Never mind.
We're going to go in this direction.
And you can't say no answer.
Counterclockwise.
You have to
in this direction.
Say something.
Okay.
Is my answer then.
What's the question?
Round three. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Go.
What?
Go. Lightning. Lightning.
A duck.
Which duck?
A duck.
One horse-sized duck? One horse-sized duck. Momo, would you rather?
One horse-sized duck.
Really?
One horse-sized duck.
What? I would rather fight 100 duck-sized horses.
You can get overwhelmed really quickly.
But they'd be little.
No.
And horses are family.
But they're still strong.
I got jumped by 11 kids in Naples.
Wait, tell me
the
story.
They're still little. They still took my shoes, my wallet.
Next round. Is cereal a soup? Yes or no?
No.
No?
No.
No. What?
I don't know.
I feel like it fits the classic definition.
Just because it floats in milk?
It's liquid in a bowl.
It's not a soup. I mean, it has flavors. I don't know.
Okay, is ketchup a smoothie?
What?
Is ketchup a smoothie? Because tomato's a fruit.
No.
And it's a, okay.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Okay, well, I have to tell you guys, the inspiration for this, when I tried out for my team, you have to, like, you get one of these questions, you're unprepared, and you have to argue it either side for 1 minute.
I'm happy to argue it. But it's a lightning round.
Which topic?
All three
which
of
question?
Them. Right? Anyway, any more?
I thought that the answer was yes.
What?
That ketchup was a smoothie?
Ketchup might be a smoothie.
Well, let's explain.
It might be a smoothie. Think about it. You blend up a fruit.
You're just going to face.
Why are you looking at me like that?
But
the
it's
stink eye I'm getting across
it
the is, table.
I know. Well, crazy. Forget it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, is hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
I say,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, exactly. So ketchup might be a smoothie.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's I mean, sauce.
Can
it
you
meant
sit
as
and
a
drink?
Sauce.
Wait.
You, you sold the last time, remember? Isn't everything between two slices of bread a sandwich? Don't you remember when you said that in the last podcast?
Yeah, I'm not saying.
And
I'm
we
sitting,
agree with you.
I'm not sitting here saying a hot dog isn't a sandwich. I think
okay.
it is.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Back to the ketchup point, I was going to say, can you just sit and drink like a glass of ketchup?
You probably could. No. It would be nasty.
It would. You could probably do it, but
what smoothie would you
nasty.
Just sit there drinking nasty?
But
one.
You can drink
the green ones.
What?
Not that nasty.
People make nasty green juices and they drink the
glasses. Oh dear God, let's not do that.
Oh my God, spinach.
Get
anyway.
That away from me.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
And I have one more question.
Yeah.
Round 5, 6. What is one really weird thing that you believed for way too long? And I can go first. When they used to teach in history classes about the Silk Road.
You thought the road was made out of silk?
I'm imagining a long-ass road made of silk. Like.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Sitting there. I have two, but I think I'll just stick to one.
Okay.
And I lost both my thoughts.
Yeah.
That old shows, like black and white shows.
Yes, me too.
They were actually black and
yes,
white back
yes.
then as well.
Like when you would see a picture of like an old picture and it would be like a black and white picture, you're like, did they not have color back then? And they'd be like, no. And the answer is no, they didn't have like color
cameras
and pictures.
With,
they didn't have,
oh, you mean the world was black and white back then?
Fully
yes.
believed,
yes.
Yeah. Like
okay.
would have staked my life on it.
Hey, stop it!
The palms they used to give out at Palm Sunday were actually...
Wait, palms?
What are you talking
you mean
about?
Psalms.
No, palm.
What?
Palm.
Oh, like palm leaves? Okay.
You get, so
I'm
sorry,
so
Orthodox
confused.
Don't have Palm Sunday?
No. What is
what?
A Palm Sunday? They
we
give you
do
palm
have
leaves?
A Palm Sunday, but we don't call it that. But yes, it's, anyway, keep
palm
going.
Palm leaves.
Palm
what?
Leaves.
This is news to me.
I'm so confused
this
in general.
This is Catholic religion. We have something called Palm Sunday, which is the Sunday before
Pope
good.
Or palm?
Palm.
Palm.
Okay.
Of your hand.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Palm
I thought it was
leaf.
A palm tree.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm explaining.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
So the Sunday before Easter Sunday
right.
is called Palm Sunday. It comes before Good Friday. You with me so far?
Okay.
So we got palms blessed to recognize Palm Sunday. And what we used to do is there was a ceremony that we used to take those palms and my dad would always fashion that palm into a cross and we put it on the mantle until after Easter. Okay. So when I was as a former altar boy, as you know, I believe that those were actually part of the palms that they were shipped in from Israel.
Oh my God.
And, right, so I would
believe that too if I were you.
So.
Hmm.
Did you have a weird
it
belief?
It took me forever. Oh, I don't think it was a... No. It just... English always stymies me.
Stymies.
Are you talking about the blizzard situation?
Oh, no. We talked about blizzard before.
Okay.
But this is a whole different situation. I think I lived in North America for about 20-some years before I realized why U-Haul is named U-Haul.
There's like radio silence going on here. And the reason is because... U-Haul. What did you think it was?
I had no idea.
The owner's name is Bob U-Haul.
Hyphenated last
it,
name.
It was one of those. Ones. Yeah.
Okay.
And I honestly didn't know why Greyhound buses had the Greyhound dog on it.
Wait, what's the reason for the Greyhound buses having a Greyhound dog on it? Is it that it's a Greyhound bus and so the logo is the Greyhound dog? Is there no deeper reason than that?
I had no clue. Because I didn't know
what's
the
answer.
Were.
I'm not getting an answer here.
You answered it yourself.
Nodded, and yeah.
I feel like that would never occur to me.
It's the Greyhound like, okay, bus dog. Line. And as a logo for the Greyhound bus line.
Yeah, but that's being like the banana bus line. Like that's such a random thing. Why is it the Greyhound dog? Is it like a particularly
fast
dog?
Fast.
Okay,
it's
okay,
fast.
That's fair.
It's a racing dog.
So then that's the reason that it's the Greyhound bus.
But it didn't like...
Crazy.
Made no sense.
Crazy. Because I feel like I would probably be able to clock that it's like the dog and the bus are the same. It's the same name.
But I'm like, I just why thought it was a pretty, you know, dog that was, but I didn't realize that that's
it was called
the name
a greyhound
of that
dog.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
Weird.
You didn't connect the dog that with the photo to being a greyhound.
Because I didn't know the greyhound was that a, was the name of the type of dog.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm. Gotcha.
Yeah, that was a little bit too
much
explanation.
Okay, are those all the questions?
Those are my questions.
Those are your questions. Do you have any questions? Do we need to clarify anything, Noodle?
Good few rounds
of questions. How the world grows?
We should do this more often. No, I don't think so.
No? We need some trivia questions next time. Can we do trivia next
time?
Charades?
No problem.
All right.
Hey, let's play trivia.
We,
hey,
start, we started this
we
podcast.
We started this podcast by doing that, and then it just kind of...
Wait, what do you mean? Did we
remember? Debatable.
That's debatable. That's not trivia.
That's different.
Well, and we need like a sound effect button that we press when we have the answer.
Oh, good.
That was
that's
easy.
Trivia.
That was easy button. We have that.
We do have an easy button.
Well, yeah, everybody here, give me the easy button. I'm going to answer.
That's
not going to work.
We don't like mimes.
People fight for that. All yours. Laura, baby. No, it wasn't. Okay.
Oh boy.
There's like crying in the background while I'm answering the question. I had it first. I beat you to it.
Give me another Kinder. Okay. All right. So I think we can move on. Do we have any Franks for the week?
I didn't find any.
No, I don't know.
On when you're watching the platforms as a listener, you can't see comments. Oh, that's only accessible to Momo, the editor.
I have a Frank.
I would say that too.
Do you have a Frank?
Oh, I can't. I didn't know we were doing outside Franks.
Oh.
What's
you still
out?
Owe that lady bouquet of flowers.
What
was your
what?
Frank three episodes ago?
Frankelina.
Frankelina.
I'll give you, how much is a nice bouquet? I'll give you some
like
money.
Like $100.
Give it to yourself. I'll figure out a way for us to meet so in the summer.
I love you, lady. Thanks for proving me right.
Anybody,
God, I'm good.
Anybody else have
Sorry.
A Frank?
What I would say is all my people at my placement. Can I say that?
Mm-hmm. Noodle's doing co-op.
All I'll say is that I have three lovely women that work there, and they're all like amazing, patient, and kind, and I just love them, and I want to work there after my placement.
Shout out,
that's
ladies.
Oh, shout out.
Nice. Like the three kings.
Momo, you have no Franks?
I got no Franks this week.
You have no Franks.
Maybe next week.
I got no one who pulled a Frank.
No one who pulled a Frank.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
My Frank of the week next week is going to be the Frank that beats my weird compliment.
Oh,
I want to hear something. I want to hear something weirder than that. Oh, not that it's a competition, but like really wow me.
Not that it's a competition. Not that my sister.
But I
want
to be
with
each other.
No, it's not. I just I want to know like what else is out there
that is so weird. Because
that was the first time I've gotten what I can what I was told was a compliment and been genuinely like, huh? That's weird.
I'm so glad that's recorded and it's going to stay in history.
Wow.
Because that is not something that I would ever think of as saying.
Right?
Never.
Because what does that mean? Anyway, if anybody knows what it means,
we're back.
All right.
We're looking to our producer.
Yeah, no, you're the producer, by the way.
You're looking at yourself.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Roll.
We're looking at our host.
Booed.
On my potato.
Roll reversal.
Roll reversal. Okay, so there's no other Frank. Anybody got an oops? Was that me?
Wasn't that just now?
I guess that's your oops for this week.
I'm trying to think. I haven't had any very oopsable moments this week.
No.
Same
it's
here.
Been kind of a quiet week. Haven't been doing a lot this week.
Yeah.
Any
I got one.
In Cuba?
I got one.
Any
go ahead.
Cuba oopses?
While you're in Cuba. Cuba.
Oh. It was a good vacation.
Oh,
but
creepy
you have
men
any oopses?
Is all I
feared. Like,
oh my God. This one waiter. This one waiter.
Oh. So creepy.
Is that all that you have to add?
Yeah.
This one waiter.
Yeah.
We've all seen people like that. It's okay. Like you see them and you just want to take a shower.
What
we adopted some Quebec people when they were fun. They got a little drunk. They
were
a fun group.
They were fun.
They were definitely a little, they were letting loose. One of them cornered Noodle.
You do understand that Quebec still remains our largest listening group.
Love you guys. Love
Sorry,
you guys. I didn't say anything
back.
About them.
I take that statement back.
I love Quebec. These people were very nice and they danced with us a lot and they were like, oh my God, you guys are such good dancers. I'm like, you are just too drunk to be on beat. That's why you think that we're really good dancers. But one of them quartered Noodle in like for 10 minutes while I walked to the other side of the bar.
It was my fault because I was the one that asked like, oh, hey, what do you work? Like, what do you do for a living?
And he cornered her for 10 minutes about assets and stock management and financial.
I think
it was hilarious.
Oh,
that was
that.
A good one.
That is your hidden skill.
There you go.
Zone out.
She genuinely
really
clocked out.
No way.
She has no idea what happened.
No idea what happened.
Anyway.
And it does not.
It happens everywhere on this podcast.
It was a good vacation.
My oops was that I just completed tenure with a previous organization, and I was sending some of their equipment back, and I had to find a box to fit the equipment in, and I went to Walmart, and I was walking out, and I was walking out when he goes, "Did you find what you're looking for?" I said, "No." He says, "What were you looking for?" "Cardboard boxes."
Right.
And he sat there. He goes, "And you didn't find it?" I said, "No." I said, "I went there. I saw the containers and this and that." He goes, "You didn't find any cardboard boxes?" And I said, "No, unfortunately, I didn't." He says, "Do you know where they are?" And he goes like this. And what I just did, I turns his head and looks up. And so I follow his stare. And there in basically brown and yellow says, "The UPS store."
We need an oop sound.
Like literally standing as I was walking out as one of the guys that they're at the checkout figuring why I'm walking out of the store without buying anything. And I said, "I don't know, I couldn't find any cardboard boxes. You had these little envelopes and everything like this." He goes, "But I went to the aisle where you thought these would be." Right. But they're like the banker's boxes, the plastic bins, right, the envelopes. So that they don't actually have just regular packing boxes. But he was so fantastic. I said, "You couldn't find them?" He goes, "Yeah, do you know where I can find them?"
That's just a man at the end of his rope. He's just
looked straight up. I followed his eye line, and right, I'm there standing under the sign that says the UPS store.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big oops.
Big oops.
Oops.
I
say whoop sometimes.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Hope you listened to.
You know what we forgot?
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Oh boy.
The movie we just watched.
The what? Oh, that's a different time.
Let's cover it next time. I'm kind of tired.
Yeah. Are you pooped?
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we are looking for some user feedback or any stories that you have regarding any oops that you've experienced, any sightings of zombies.
Oh, please, any rants? And any rants, compliment
any weird compliments you guys
at 100%. Anything compliments we talk about, if you have something you'd like to interject, please reach out to us at themomoshow.com or at comments@themomoshow.com. All right. It's been a long time coming, but cue the outro. Well, it took so long to edit this podcast that I think it took my soul. So, in fact, I've now become a zombie. Like I said, we're catching up and hopefully to be current in the next few episodes. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and if you have any comments, questions, concerns, or critiques of our program, please reach out to us at themomoshow.com in the comments section, or send us an email at comments@themomoshow.com. And in the immortal words of David Icke, humanity is mind-controlled and only slightly more conscious than your average zombie.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global Broadcast.